is trailing by 1 point, and he has 29 seconds to do something about it. Conley. Set now, first and 10. The Beverly fans on their feet. The Tewksbury fans on their feet. Two receivers to the near side. From the shotgun, Conley gathers it in, has to do something with it, fires it, and it is incomplete. Incomplete. He was really close to the line of scrimmage on that, as it was.
Yeah, he was being chased by one of the Beverly defensive linemen, and he was scooting forward. He threw behind his intended receiver, whose feet, luckily for Beverly, his feet went up underneath him as he tried to stop and come back for the ball.
Second down and 10, 23 seconds. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. Beverly leads by one. Checking with the near sideline, Colton Petrosino for the Panthers. Two receivers to the near side, the shotgun for Conley. The crowd on its feet, motion man to the near sideline. Conley has time to throw, fires it downfield, tiles it into the end zone. Incomplete. And Chenard is up in front, throwing into triple coverage of Beatty, and Chenard back there with Flaherty for the intended receiver, who was Mason Lorick.
Yeah, he was looking for a flag, but
if anything, he was the guy that grabbed the helmet and snapped the head back.
Yeah, Chenard, he went up into Chenard, so he can't be complaining about that contact. And both officials in the backfield waved it off as an incomplete pass.
Third down and 10. 17 seconds. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. The ball at the 24. Pretty much where the ball is irrelevant. It's 24 yards from here. For a Tewksbury victory, they trail by one. Both sides. Big crowd here standing. Trips to the near side. Conley again. Looking back, has some time, rolls right, rolls, looks, can't find anybody open, finally gets it in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. Downfield, that's Mason Lorick once again. Chenard in on the coverage along with Abatey, and they take the ball away from Wilma Toba, and it is fourth down. Yeah. Fourth down. The ball at the 24-yard line.
Anybody know where this ball's going?
Gee.
Wow.
So last time they gave Connolly time to throw. They flooded everybody back to block the receivers. The ball was thrown too far over Matoba.
Got to be careful of a hitch and go here. A little short pass and then a toss.
11 seconds. The snap. Looking back to pass. Connolly, again, can't find anybody open. It's batted down. The Beverly Panthers batted down by Clayton McAlpine. And with 6 seconds, the Beverly Panthers have the football. 6 seconds remaining in this football game. The Panthers have to snap the ball to wind the clock down. Clayton McAlpine.
Well, they have come out of the Lions' den, and they have slain the Lion.
9-8, Beverly leads Tewksbury. Clayton McAlpine in a tremendous defensive play. Bats down the pass from Jay Connolly, gets the football back for Beverly, and I would have said the over-under in this thing was probably in the 30s. There's a total of 17 points scored in this game. 6 seconds on the scoreboard clock. Once Kevin Lorenzi puts the ball down on one knee, this football game will end. The Beverly Panthers have come from behind to beat the Tewksbury Redmen by a score of 9-8. We'll be back. Yes, sir.
And on the foot of Luke Santini.
Yeah.
Wow. We'll be right back.